Iconic Vancouver rock musician Rocket Norden has died. Best known for his Rocket Norden band and their hit single, Summer in the City, the drummer had a long musical career dating back to the 1960s in Vancouver. Recently, Norden, born Gary Wanstall, had been behind a series of fundraising concerts called Fuck Cancer, launched in the wake of his own terminal cancer diagnosis. Norden passed away on April 5, according to his former manager, Bill Allman. He was 73. In 2023, Norden spoke to VIA about his musical legacy, his cancer diagnosis, and his fundraising efforts. "I rallied the troops, I brought a whole bunch of my rock star friends together and we put on a concert," he recalled of the first Fuck Cancer show in 2022. "We raised $322,090.50 and every penny of that went to the BC Cancer Foundation." The show's name, explained Norden, is a battle cry. "A person that has cancer or a person who knows someone who has cancer understands what that means, and you can't say it any better," he said. Norden shared that he was undergoing a costly experimental cancer treatment that was not covered by medical insurance. "I may be a rock and roll drummer, but I'm a pensioner too," Norden told VIA last year. To date, Norden helped bring in over $600,000 for the BC Cancer Foundation. Norden was born in Chilliwack in 1950 and grew up in the Vancouver neighborhoods of Carisdale and Kitsilano. As a teen, Norden adopted his stage name and became a founding member of the band Seeds of Time. A decade later, he formed the Rocket Norden Band, and went on to rejoin some former Seeds bandmates to form Prism. His musical visions, Mission Andromeda, was the first musical production in the world ever to perform live in sync with the Computer Laser Light Show, with sell-out shows at the Vancouver Planetarium, according to a media release. Later, the music was performed with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra in concert. Norden shifted into more behind-the-scenes work, becoming music director at CKVU-TV. He produced a Beatles tribute band for Expo 86 that went on to perform for years to come. The producer of many shows and special musical events, in 1994, Norden became the general manager of the Vogue Theatre on Granville Street and transformed it from a dark movie theatre into a viable concert hall for music and theatrical plays. He had continued to compose as well as produce, and recently wrote a book. Norden was honored with a star on Granville Street by the BC Entertainment Hall Faux Fame in 2023, followed by a star in Toronto on Canada's Walk of Fame. For the Walk of Fame celebration in Toronto, Norden took to the stage to lead the crowd in a defiant and expletive-charged chant against cancer. Fans looking to honor Norden's life and work are asked to consider donating to the BC Cancer Foundation. Norden is survived by his wife, Brenda, B, stepson Kale, and grandchildren Nathan and Brooklyn. With files from Maria Dimont and the Canadian Press.